Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. I'm Dirk, I'm your host, and we are approaching weekend 44 already. This fall season, I hope you had a great time past Halloween, and I sure hope you were able to listen to our true stories from Otter Tail that we heard from Missy last episode. And this week, we have a special guest. It's a friend of mine from France, Fabien Riep. He was actually a foreign exchange student with me in Barnesville. And he came back 22 years after our graduation, 1996. We were part of the class of 1996 in Barnesville. We still know a lot of people in the area. And he visited on the one hand to catch up and come back 22 years later to a very big and great experience with a lot of impact to both of our lives. And you will hear his story and his sense of community and all the things that he learned and took along, and also what he thought about lake life, because he spent this week with me here on Lake Seven. And yeah, I thought that was a really interesting thing to share, and I don't want to keep this much longer. Please check out our website, as always, lakelifeweekend.com, for the latest updates on our events in the area and stories and all those things. We have actually been working on our platforms here with Fabien, who is an internet consultant, so stay tuned, and we will hopefully have some great updates coming next year. So stay tuned. I lead this over to our interview. Have a great weekend ahead. Hello and welcome to our interview part. I'm here with Fabien.
Hi. Fabien. Hi there.
So we have a special guest. Fabien is from France, from the Marseille, the Mediterranean part of southern France, so to say.
Exactly.
And actually, Fabien was a foreign exchange student with me 22 years ago, 1995-1996, in Barnesville, Minnesota. And it's his very first time coming back to the area since then, 22 years later. And he back then never really experienced lake life. And since I live on a lake and work and play in this area, I introduced him to this kind of Minnesota that he has not really experienced being 1 year in Barnesville. And so maybe I was thinking we capture his experience, perspective on this different Minnesota. Before we talk about that, maybe you tell us a little bit about your time in Barnesville, after Barnesville, who you are, what's the French guy doing in Minnesota in the first place, for an exchange student trip like myself. So yeah, Fabien, who are you?
Well, as you said it, I'm a French guy, I'm 41. And we met back then in Barnesville as a foreign exchange student. I didn't pick the destination at first, so I won't lie to you. When they told me that I was supposed to go in Minnesota, I wasn't that happy though. But in a way, that was so different from where I come from, Marseille, south of France. Just concerning the weather, I mean, I was kind of scared to come here, but I discovered a whole different world from my world, and this is where I probably started to become myself. And it was a great experience, because going from Marseille, you know, something like very secure that you know, and going to the United States, which was a dream at first for me, playing basketball. And what I discovered in Minnesota wasn't what I expected to discover, but it was much bigger than I thought. Mm. And then, okay, you said I didn't have real experience on lake life, but I did a little. But it was just going to the to the lake house with my family, the Nordics family, and I say, hi, by the way, I haven't given news from 22 years, so I apologize for that, but I still love them, though. And, well, I've seen a little of lake life, and that was good back then.
So they had a cabin on a lake?
Yes, they did, yeah. But it was a cabin under construction, you know what I mean? So you go there, you work in it, and then some weekend we would go there, but not during the winter because it wasn't winter ready.
Well, you're right.
So just a little during the summer. And this is why it was just a little experience.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about Barnesville or small town America, Minnesota. What are some other impressions of the area that you remember or that you had?
Well, what I remember, it's community, and how it is to live in winter with people, where you have to hang around with, because it's not like in France during winter life doesn't change that much, but here it's like two different bases. You don't live the same way during winter and during summertime. So this is what I discovered. And I also discovered what is going to high school. I mean, going to high school in Europe, it's like, yeah, okay, you got friends you hang around with, but you have other friends aside. And of course, it's linked to the size of the city. Marseille is a pretty big city back in France. Barnesville, it's a small town. And this is also what I've discovered. This is like local town, small town's way of life. And that was pretty nice to be inside a community, because as far as I remember, as foreigners, everybody just took care of us, and we felt like belonging to this community. And this is the main subject, the main thing I would remember.
Mm-hmm. So you felt really welcomed?
Yeah, I felt welcomed.
And integrated?
Yeah, and almost expected, you know what I mean? Oh. Like everything was ready for us. Uh-huh. To come, and so everybody was so nice at school, around the school, and within a couple weeks, everybody would know our names, and I felt very welcome.
Yeah. What was the best thing you remember about the high school time?
Well, probably basketball time, because this is in a way why I came to America, just to improve my basketball. But I also discovered football, and I also discovered track and field. And this is what I would remember the most too, because, you know, everything goes around those activities. The old school is behind teams, and this is a good example of gathering people, of like team spirit, and more than team spirit, it's school spirit. And we don't have that in France.
No, yeah, we don't have that at all either in Germany. Yeah, I'm following you, and you are describing what I experienced too. So tell us about your career at basketball. You're a short guy. I remember you were so proud that you could dunk a ball.
Yeah.
You're actually shorter than me.
Yeah, well, actually, my career was pretty short. I remember this rule in Minnesota. If you're a foreign exchange student, you could play as a senior. You could play in JV team. So I played more than once in JV. And in the first team, I played just maybe 2 minutes. But it was such a great experience. I remember taking one shot from the three-point line, and I made it. And the whole crowd got crazy. And I think this is my lifetime sport highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a feeling. I felt so great at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I never felt this way anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I was fantastic.
Interesting. Yeah. And you were also part of the football team, though, you mentioned.
Yeah, and I also have a very short career on it, too.
But you were part of the team, and yeah, you made it to state.
Yeah, right.
So we had a really successful year, 95-96.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our both friends, Oskar Hlöðversson,
yeah,
from Iceland, who we still stay in touch with, also, New Technology, Facebook, etc., allows us to do that. I have actually seen Oshke a couple of times. I don't know if you've seen in the past 20 years.
Nope.
No, you haven't, but like through
Facebook. Yeah, we're in touch.
We're in touch. So he was the kicker as you were.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is why I didn't play that much, because he was the best kicker of the state.
Yeah, he made it. He was just good.
Yeah, it was. He was great. And I got to play once. And I didn't think I had to do anything else. But the running back, I mean, the guy who grabbed the ball just ran over the field, and I had to tackle him. And then I twisted my knee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Ouch.
But actually, that was a great experience anyway, because, you know, you back in France, you see, like, Super Bowls, and you see on TV. And to be a part of it was, like, unreal for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
I still got the jersey though.
Yeah. Well, you should have given it back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So your high school time was very memorable, and that were the highlights of Minnesota. You have been living close to Lakes Country. Back then, for me, I did not know anything about Lakes Country. I mean, I must be honest, I didn't really understand Minnesota, 10,000 lakes. It was I wasn't exposed to it. You even went there on the weekends. I had not had that experience really. Once maybe. So when you came now, besides the fact that I showed you a Fargo, which grew totally two faces, we are going to Barnesville tomorrow to go in the high school, actually. And now you have been to Detroit Lakes, to Perham, Virgus. We tried a couple of restaurants, and now you stayed at my lake home. What do you feel about it? And I've been talking about lake life to you for the past few years since I live here. So what is your take on it? Like, what do you feel? What do you see?
Well, first of all, what I see, it's there are really 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. And it seems to me like every single of them, I mean, maybe not the small ones, but the large enough ones. There is a whole universe all around that, and a whole community gathering around lake life. And you got events, you got like spirit, almost like individual spirits around lakes. And there is life going on, and there is so dynamic. And I didn't think it was that dynamic. So this is what surprises me the most. It's how many things happening there. And at first when I was in Barnesville, in Barnesville, for me it was just going to, you know, like second place, and to stay around lake and enjoy water. I didn't feel it was such a spirit around lake life, and I didn't think it was a lake life though. And I think it's great because it's around the community, and it keeps people doing things together. And maybe there is a lack of exchange between different universes, and maybe it's just so specific on each part of the map. But in a way, this is because you're going from one country to another country, and everything is built around the community. And I'm glad I've been able to see that with you, and to see that every time you get a different spirit, a different color, and almost a different atmosphere around those lakes.
I can see that. That's true. I never thought about it. Good that we talk. What did you feel? Last Sunday, the weather was still wonderful, and we did a little canoe trip with Harry. How did you like that? Like being on the water, what was that?
Well, first of all, that was peaceful, and the landscape was so great. The water was so cold too. And I was more concerned about not falling in the water. But in a way, it's what you can enjoy about lake life. It's the pace it gives to you. You're, even if you are like a very active person, I mean, I'm a very active person, and I came here just for several reasons, but on the lake, I was just peaceful. And I just enjoyed the moment. There were no before or after. That was just the moment. And probably this is the main thing I would remember. This is how peaceful I got around and on the lake.
Interesting. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm also very busy, and I tend to be a little hectic, I'm honest. When we went out on the lake, I already thought about, okay, now we got to go back. How far are we going? And I didn't want to fall in the water either. But once we were on it for 5 minutes and we took the turn and then we went around the island, I was totally grounded and I was connected to the water. It was Sunday morning, maybe 11. Yeah. It was quiet. Yeah, I feel that too. I felt it. It was just the water and us. That's what I like about the being connected to nature and the rejuvenating, the relaxing part. Yeah, I think you said that. Yeah. So it's fall. Do you feel that a season like this is also appealing, like lake life year round? Many people always, I feel, think about jumping in the water and swimming and boating, but fall is pretty too, right? You saw some fall colors. How do you feel about the time right now?
Yeah, well, you know that in Marseille right now,
it's like 70.
Yeah, so this is, I don't think there is a better season for lake life. I think each season has its own universe around lake life, and probably this is why everybody can find what is looking for in lake life. During summer, you can go swimming, you can go on the boat, you could do water skiing, whatever. And during fall, okay, you won't go swim anymore, that's for sure. But as we went around on the canoe, and this is maybe a matter of pace. I like the word pace. Mm-hmm. And every time the energy is different. Every season has its own energy. I mean, I haven't tried yet, but maybe I will try soon. Winter lake life. And probably it's another pace. It's other customs, other habits. And I'm pretty sure there is a different energy there too.
Mm.
And probably just like physically, there is an energy out of the lake, you know, something going on. And this is what I like the most. You get battery charging on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're recharging.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's we're very fortunate. We live in a place where we can work Monday through Friday, and then when we are off, we can really recharge our batteries just naturally because we live in lakes country. I mean, whether you live on a lake, we all live by the lake. I mean, these water bodies definitely are recharging our batteries because we are so exposed to nature. I personally like the winter because of the pace. Everything gets smaller. Slower, I was going to say. And I don't mind a storm day because it forces me to stay inside and kind of curl up on a couch with a book. Or I like those times, and it's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like this white, I have nice windows, and the landscape, it's like a picture. Yeah, I don't even have TV. I don't need TV. I have this big natural
screen
yeah. At home, and I enjoy that too. Yeah, I wouldn't mind you enjoying the cold. That would be something. What do you think would be fun in the winter? Did you do winter sports back then?
Not really. That was pretty much inside sport, and I'm not winter ready. I'm not winter ready. I'm almost fall ready, but not winter ready. And maybe there will be something else for me to explore. Winter lake life. And I'm pretty sure it's all different universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be equipped to do that. And maybe ice fishing, ice skating, That would be good too.
Yeah.
That would be something I would like to do. Not just ice skating, but ice skating on the lake, natural lake.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Yeah.
That would be something to experience. Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the Mediterranean.
No, ever. Doesn't.
No, do you have, no, you don't ever have frozen lake.
We don't have lakes anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have some small ones, but don't expect them to get frozen during winter. No.
No.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Well, you can have like a very thin
crust.
Yeah, like, but no, never.
No, you don't go.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, and in the summer, would you try? You're a very athletic person. Would you try wake surfing, skiing, and all that stuff?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm planning on coming back next year.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be aware of that.
Okay. Yeah, no. Is that a threat? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I almost.
I think we may have some lake life projects in front of us together, so stay tuned for this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I appreciate your perspective on this lake life, which is refreshing, and also the community aspect. I believe small town America, I mean, we are both foreigners. We are guests. I mean, I'm a U.S. citizen now, but I'm an early immigrant, however that is. And I also feel this great sense of community and this small town responsibility. And I think that is very special.
Yeah.
It's a very, very almost unique thing, very local thing. And I enjoy that a lot. I'm very fortunate to be part of it too. And people are usually welcoming you. That's the same experience today still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any other thing you saw that stuck out visiting Detroit Lakes or just driving? We did a couple of road trips. Anything you popped up? You said like, hey, that's something that is.
Well, just road trips. You know, you could do that for hours, just looking around and stopping, and having a coffee somewhere. It's like all different universes. So it's endless. Mm. You could spend the whole life just exploring it. So maybe sometime you have to get focused to know the whole universe of one thing. But you talk about community, and we have communities in France too, but it doesn't work the same way. Here, communities, they welcome you. And this is probably the main difference with our community in France. I mean, they welcome you, and you really quickly, you feel part of it. And it goes with this lake life. Probably this is why it's so good about it. It's because it's something, well, during winter, you can be kind of stuck with those people because it's more difficult to go from one place to the other. But it's not really a problem because those people are just so nice to you, and just they always want to show you the best of what they got. And this is probably one thing I would remember about it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I very much appreciate you being willing to share your experience, your recent and your past. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for recording this.
Thank you.
French perspective on lake life.
De rien.
Merci beaucoup.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.